What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dad Strides podcast, the running podcast all about getting those tired legs moving again. I am your newest dad, Caleb Babcock.
And it's your favorite dad, Niles. And today we are in Fort Worth, Texas.
We're together.
Yep, that's
I'm just gonna hold this.
And we're doing, I don't know if everyone knows, but we do commercial directing, filmmaking, and we're doing a job for Ozarka Water. So we've been here.
Not sponsored on the pod.
But sponsoring the paycheck.
Sponsoring the trip, I guess.
Yeah, sponsoring the trip, you could say. But yeah, we've been going to some college football practices. We're going to Friday Night Lights.
High school.
Oh, yeah. I keep saying college.
It feels like college. Texas high school football is next level.
That's what it is. It's like they walk out and you're like, look at these men. It's like they're all 15 years old. It's crazy.
Talk about the ridges on them.
Oh, my gosh. The ridge factor at yesterday's practice was out of control. Yeah, and like...
Coach is like, come on, get those ridges up, boss.
Yeah. Yeah, hearing Coach get on, what'd you say? Like, there was a kid named, like, Cody Pepperhead or something. You're like,
yeah.
Like, let's go, Pepperhead.
Peppercorn.
Move it, Peppercorn. Oh, anyways, man. It was just iconic. But the ridge factor on these kids is pretty high. But you know what? They are kind of scrawny still. And I remember being in high school and it's like, you're just not as filled out yet.
Yeah, 17-year-old, 18-year-old guys, you're right at that cusp of like becoming, you know, filling into your body.
We're just checking out the ridges on 17-year-old boys.
Creepers.
It's like, dude, that sounds so bad.
And we'll cut this part out. Yeah. Anyways, we did get some miles in together.
Yep.
We took advantage of the dad striding. Nice 10-minute pace.
Dude.
A few miles after work.
Building the base back up is...
That's what this episode
about. That's what this ep is about, for sure. And it's not that easy. It's like 10 minutes to... Like a 10-minute pace, to me, feels like I'm... Not running slow. 10 minutes used to feel like, dude, I have to try to run that slow. Now it's like, I feel like I'm moving kind of quick, and I look at my watch, and it says 10:05 per mile, and I'm like, what the shit?
And like, you're running, like, flat.
Running flat, yeah. It's like, this is what? It's like, it's just crazy how much you lose it, but the base is being built. We ran 4 miles together.
Seven total for the first
and
day.
And then three today, yeah. And
it was good.
It's fine. You have such low
10-minute threshold.
Such low expectations for the first month. First month? First couple months?
To be honest, the older I'm getting, it's the first couple months. Give myself
maybe
that.
Just forever. Just low expectations forever. Just never set them too high. Dude, that's what my daddy used to tell me. My daddy used to tell me two things. He told me, be good or be good at it, which is basically like, do the right thing or be so good at doing the bad thing that you just never get caught.
That's a good
thing. That was in high school. Hey, you be good or you be good at it every time I leave the house. And then he also said, this is funny dad advice. He's like, just set the bar low and you'll never be disappointed.
My dad's like,
which are two hilarious sayings if you really think about it.
My dad's one rule growing up was don't be stupid. Literally, he would just say that to us and kind of worked out.
Who did the best at not being stupid of all your siblings?
I don't know.
And who did the worst?
Kyle, my brother, did the worst. I'm just kidding. I was pretty stupid.
I hope Kyle listens. Does Kyle listen?
I'm stupid, dude. We do this podcast. This is pretty stupid.
That's true. No. But we're stupid in like a sick way.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about building the base, I guess. So like we said, we're coming back. I think a lot of you... first of all, shout out to all the love we got for the first episode.
Yes.
We're happy to be back. We're stoked.
And it got us running this week. It worked.
Yeah.
I think you're at like 13 miles for the week. I am at 7. I'll run when I get home. And yeah. It's like, you know, it's like.
But we got a lot of listeners saying that like, oh, I mean, not to toot our own horns, but they're like, the pod like does also help me.
Yeah, there's like 9 people who are also running with us.
Which is sick. So let's talk about building the base a little bit. I think first and foremost, like low expectations, intentionally take your runs out easy. Like seriously, for me, like, my easy pace is right around 8 minutes normally, like, kind of when I'm in shape.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the 10-minute run this morning, mentally, I have to, like, tell myself mentally, this is actually what I should be running for an easy pace when I'm first starting back. Like, adding a couple minutes to your pace. If you're out there running 14-minute pace, like, you can tell kind of by your heart rate or at least by, like, overall effort. But I do think it's very important the first month to get your... getting older, just get the body back in that motion. Who cares about where you were at or expectations on like speed? It'll come. Like
and
you were kind of saying like, oh, like by mile 2 or mile 3 right now it starts to suck, but slowly that suck mile
gets pushed out. to mile 3.
And that's
four,
called fitness, baby.
5, 6. And that's called fitness. I think what I feel like the best thing that I've realized, no one really likes an out and back just because like you just turn around and come back. But when you are trying to build the base, if those first 3 miles feel good and you run 3 miles out, well, even if you walk the 3 miles back, you're still getting more time on feet. So I think the out and back is actually a great little hack for building the base again to get back into it. Because if I run a loop or I run like a figure eight and I'm passing my house at mile 4, the temptation to just stop is almost, it's like I can't overcome it. It's like,
yeah,
I'm hot. I ran 4, whatever, this is fine.
Put
but
your,
if I,
yeah,
but if
put
I went
yourself.
4 out and I got to come 4 back, 8 miles.
It's time
like,
on feet.
Yeah, it's time on feet and you're getting that time. Even if you're walking, even if you're dogging it a little bit, or even if you like run to a coffee shop or something, I feel like the out and back is a great way just to get those miles in and start having those things add up.
Yeah. I just realized I'm wearing headphones. I'm like, I can hear our voices good because I'm monitoring the audio.
Oh,
but
weird.
I'm like conversing with you feels kind of weird. Like, but now I already...
just so you know where we are, we're on this old couch that's we
staying
don't know who it is.
At our buddy's house.
At our buddy's house, Todd. Shout out to Todd. Todd, I don't know if everyone remembers listening way back then, but I talked about Todd because his dad, he played soccer. His dad was a soccer coach. His dad was like one of the first people to get soccer in high schools in Texas. Like it was like one of the original people. He's from Granbury, and Todd told us a story that their football team was so bad, but the football coach was so grumpy that the soccer team was being put in that because that was going to take funding from the football team.
Mm.
So his dad said, "We'll challenge you to a football game and a soccer game, and whoever wins gets to like keep the funding more for bragging rights." And he said they beat the football team 72-0.
Whoa.
So that was a bad team.
Shout out to soccer players.
Yeah. Now, that's not the 2 soccer players' horns because I'm walking out on the field with Alito and Denton Ryan and looking around at these people like, these are big dudes. These are big dudes and they're fast. And there are some high school kids that play college football. I keep saying college. High school football to me, I'm on a nostalgic high with high school football.
Right.
I want my son to play high school football now. I'm so excited about it.
I definitely want my son to run high school cross country. I had the best time.
Yeah.
Cross country was infinitely more fun than track because track, you have other disciplines that people do.
Right.
So they're a part of it. But cross country, you're just the weirdo distance runners in one team traveling around.
That's true.
It's running
with friends is fun. That's one thing about building the base that I thought was helpful is like Caleb and I are just chit-chatting those first miles and when you're chit-chatting, you just kind of run slower. So I do feel like building the base, it's good to have, building the base, group runs. We basically joined a run club's run.
That was pretty funny. Yeah. We were out running on this, like, it was called Trinity Lake Trail, just like right out here in Fort Worth. And we all of a sudden saw like 100 runners, all shapes and sizes. And I'm like, there's either a race going on or like, but yeah, I think it's like Fort Worth Run Club. So shout out to them too. They were getting it.
Yeah.
Right at sunset. It was a beautiful area.
Someone took our photo. So we might be on the gram. We gave him a thumbs up. Just a classic, we're out here getting miles. We also stopped 100 times to film ourselves.
Yeah.
So that was a little embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But yeah, so building that base, other than like taking it easy, I think to wrap this part up, it's just consistency. So I really want to make it a point to run that easy pace actually but at least 4 times a week. I think, and I think this segues nicely into our next thing about what are you building for? I'm actually trying to build back into, I would say, performance level fitness. I want to have some stuff on the books, which is like how I want to train or how many miles. If I'm just trying to stay healthy, let's say, and get like a certain amount of steps in a day or really just get a sweat going a few times a week, which is just a healthy way to live, it'd be different.
You're trying to get fit. You're trying to get fit.
So I am going to plan to ramp up. So my base building strategy is with the intent of eventually growing or like launching off that base like a rocket ship, dude.
Right. 3, 2, 1, blast off.
It's a space station.
There goes Caleb.
Base station, dude.
Base
station. my point is that I think what I want to do, and Striders, you're welcome to like partake. I want to have... You know how we put like a race on the books to stay accountable?
Mm-hmm.
I want to have us be like, okay, we have to run 20 miles this week. I need a number. Yeah. I think mileage is fine right now because we're running like road runs. It's less about vert and trail stuff. Uh-huh. I think we should commit next week.
20 miles is a great number.
20 is like I'm running.
It's enough to like you're prioritizing it. You're getting
so we're doing 20.
I think 20.
Yeah.
I think if you go 20. 18, like
no,
who cares?
No.
You can go 18.
You're going. No, you're 20 because you have the excuse. You need the goal. You need like the you need.
The goal is important. I'm just saying that like.
Okay, so we're
accountable. If you're only running 12, like if you, but then again, if you're running 4 times a week and you're running 3 miles each time, and that's hard, and you're running 12 miles.
Run more than 4 times a week then. This is talking about, like I said, my goal is for performance based. So that's why I'm like, if you're running 10, 15 miles a week, very good, healthy distances.
Right.
You're never going to, I don't assume you'd get injured off that. That's just like, that's great. That's probably 3 runs, 4 runs a week at like very casual.
Right.
30 minutes a run.
Because what we're actually building toward, this is one thing that we've both never done. And it would be end of the year, run 100-mile week. 100-mile week is like so big.
It is.
And it's a
it's like an anchor point for a lot of like runners, I'd say.
Right. If you're hitting 100-mile week, you're running basically 14-ish miles a day. We did the quick
math. Yeah, you think you're sick if you're running 100 miles.
That's a lot, dude.
That's so much.
But I think what's cool is like you're not paying money for a race. It's still a goal. You can do it in your own time and you kind of set apart a week. So what we were thinking is do it by the end of the year. If you want to do it with us, Striders, you're welcome.
End of the year is really quick to do that if we're not trying to ramp into it necessarily. It's like we're base building and then this is like an event.
Yeah, we're picking out the week where we're going super slow because it's like maybe you're running like 30, 40 miles a week before that.
Right.
Maybe.
And then you're sending it
and then you're
sore
going
legs
hard.
And then you'll like, it's almost like that's our
and then you're vaping
at,
right. You're vaping and chilling after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
You're probably so sore and injured. No, we just think it was like, it's so cool. Not about speed. It's like, in my mind, it's like if you ran 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, or you were feeling pretty hot and heavy and you were like, I'm going to go run 20, but get a little ahead.
You're planning that week well in advance to like your schedule.
It's
like
you're talking to the wife, you're talking to
the
work.
You're
going to
be foam rolling when you get back. You're recovering. Yes.
The whole week is committed to that.
But dude.
Family has to be on
board.
But
that as a goal is like in my head mentally, I'll be like, dude, I'm back.
How are you going to convince your wife that you can do that?
So one run, absolutely. Maybe 2 runs will have to be whenever the kids are sleeping.
Hey babe, I got a super good idea. I'm gonna spend 6 hours a day running all week.
You're gonna love this idea.
Yeah, you're gonna love this idea, babe.
Babe, I'm gonna run 100 miles in a week. Isn't that awesome? Aren't I a cool husband?
I mean, Sarah just couldn't. My wife could not care less. She'd be like, "That's so dumb. Why would you do that?" I'm like, "Thanks." How do you generally convince your wife to let you do things? Like, do you have a story? We've kind of talked about this in the past, but I guess. Do you have a new strategy? You got 3 kids now.
Dude, I'm at ground zero right now. I don't know. Life has changed. I used to be a kid away with so much. And not even like I was thinking of getting away.
So
it was just
true.
Our relationship. And now it's like
1 kid, you can get away with murder. 3 kids, you're
you can't
you're
one,
so
no,
effed.
1 kid you if it's a new 1 kid, like and you haven't gotten a new routine. So
that's
new
true.
One
first
kid is
months.
Still
yeah.
It's just that actually was a bigger
ouchies.
Life change from going to no kids to a single kid.
Sure.
It's more just like the logistics of multiple kids.
Yeah, for some reason, 1 to 2 just lit us up. I remember I was at a birthday party and we were about to have our 2nd kid, and a friend of mine's dad kind of looked at me and he's like, "Hey, you have another kid?" And I was like, "Yeah, for sure. And he's like, "Well, just know you're going to be stuck on the inside taking him on the head for the next year. And you're going to look.
Is that a surf reference?
Yeah, he's like, surf reference. He's like, "You're going to look out at the lineup and you're going to see glassy, perfect barrels. And you are not going to be able to get there. And you're just going to be taking them on the inside, on the head, for the neck, for the foreseeable
future."
You're
going to see the boys going.
And I literally just said, I was just silent. Just like, what does he mean? And then, you know, 3 weeks later, our 2nd kid's born. And he was exactly right.
Lo and behold, they're hitting you on the head, dude.
Lo and behold, I'm taking him on the head.
Right in the head. No, I think if I tell her well enough in advance and it's because of the pod.
Tell her or ask her?
Tell her, dude. I'm still the man of the house, bro.
Sheet, dude. I'm definitely
she listens,
asking.
So I love you, Ariana. So this is your...
If I'm on my hands and knees, you know... You know what always helps? A massage. Offer a 10-minute massage.
That's true.
You know how many... that's just like... the. You know
women love massages.
And yeah. And flowers is still weird. I've asked Sarah, like, why do you like flowers so much?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she can explain it to me, but those are helpful too. But I only do that like twice a year because I never think about it.
It's pretty classic things you just said.
Just flowers and massages.
Some chocolate.
And massages lead where you'd like them to lead usually, which is cool. For dads.
Yeah. For dads. to getting you to run 100 miles a week. Is that what you're saying?
Like, with the goal. We're just being able to do this sick ass run for 100 miles a week. What's funny is like 100 miles a week doesn't sound fun. But it sounds like
a cool check mark.
A great sense of accomplishment.
And
which that's fun.
You can do it at your own time and leisure within that week.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. You could front load it or back load it depending on the schedule if you wanted to like...
I think you gotta front load it because if you're...
You're not doing every day the exact same, I don't think.
No, but on average, 14 miles a day. So if day one you went and did 20, day two you went and did 10, you're at 30. Mm. You're averaging out to being okay.
That sounds so much already.
I know. But the problem is if you end up backloading and you're looking at Sunday, you're getting out of church at 11, you got 30 miles to run?
No, you have to wake up at 5. And you do a 3-hour run before that.
I know, I'm just saying, like, if you backload, you're not going to do it.
Okay, so backing up a little bit, though, I think... I'm going to start with 20 miles. This last couple weeks has just been getting back into it. I was at like 18. Maybe I'll be like at 15 this week after the trip.
Yeah.
So next week I'll for sure hit 20. I think I might do two of those weeks in a row and then jump straight up to 30 and try to do two at that.
And then kind of see where your body's at.
35, 40. At that point, I don't like that starts to eat away at quite a bit of time potentially.
Right.
I definitely want to incorporate vert eventually, but yeah, that's kind of...
But so, you're going into winter, so the vert's hard for winter, right? Because it's all muddy and...
It's just slower, really. Right. And, like, the access of where you can run is a little bit worse. But
right.
If I'm at, like, the local, like, Lord's Hill Park or the parks, you can get decent.
Okay, yeah. There. That makes sense.
Like, if I can get 1,000 feet of vert in 7 or 8 miles, great run.
Right.
You have, like...
I have vert right outside my house. Yeah. It's just so...
You can loop hills and get vert, but...
It just gets boring. Like running the same thing just gets boring. So I do want to start driving to some stuff, but then you're just eating into the clock that's infinitely ticking and getting you to the red. Now, we haven't talked about the reds in season two, so it's good that or season three, this is. So it's good we mentioned the red because the 100 miles is probably going to get you in the red. So you got to think of ways to recover.
Yeah, in the red, if you weren't aware.
It's where you live permanently as a husband.
Yeah. Y'all know.
It's basically... You have no chips, no tokens to spend. You're always in the negative. You're always in debt to your wife, relationally, due to your obsession with activities.
Dude, I feel like we've complained a lot about our wives, though. I don't want it to be like that.
That's true.
They support the pod, I think. Here's the thing. They think it's cute that we do this.
I don't know if Sarah thinks it's cute. I think Sarah thinks it's so annoying.
That's so good.
But Sarah's a hater till she's a lover.
Right.
And
so are you.
And once...
You're kind of like that too, though.
I think I'm a lover till I'm a hater.
Yeah.
Just completely switched. Okay, let's talk about shoes. Because the one thing that's going to get you stoked on running is shoes.
Absolutely. And I bought a new pair. I haven't told Niles what they are yet. I've
been given a pair as of last night at 10:30 p.m.
Wait, okay, let's hear about that.
Okay, well, I gotta grab my phone because I need to look at what the model is.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
All right, I'll talk about mine then.
Okay.
It's a little embarrassing. It's a brand I've never bought, but here's the thing. I don't know if I need this, but when you're looking at running shoes, there's so many out there, and there's a shoe called like a stability trainer. It's like a stability shoe.
No.
And I got like unstable ankles, so I was just like, maybe I'll try a stability shoe.
Wait, is this like a crazy dad shoe?
No. Or probably. No, it's really just like it's like a filter on like a, if you're looking at shoes, it's like there's like neutral training shoes and a stability shoe. I think it basically helps you not roll to the side, either side. And I've never had this brand, but I bought a Saucony stability shoe, dude. Such a dad shoe.
So dad. Yeah, that is a dad shoe.
I've never tried Saucony. I had good ratings, good reviews. I used to call it Saucony, sounds kind of tight.
I definitely thought it was Saucony.
Might be. I think they're called the Tempest. So what's cool is they're actually like a... they're still lightweight, made with like a really nice midsole and outsole material. So they're not like a super chunky daddy stability trainer.
Chunky daddy stability
they're
trainer?
They're like a lightweight.
Dude, you got a chunky daddy stability trainer. Dude, that's a stupid shoe if I've ever... Psych, that shoe's tight.
Yeah,
shoe's
exactly. Tight as hell. Who are we talking
that
about?
That shoe is so tight. Daddy chunky stability trainer.
I got a lightweight. I got a lightweight daddy stability trainer.
Is there like, is it like a ton of foam, like a ton of stack height?
Yeah.
Something? Okay.
But it looks like a normal shoe. But okay. Again, I think Saucony's kind of a dorky brand. But okay. It like everyone that runs it, I'm like, dude, they feel good.
Right. So
I'll give a report next week of how they feel or when we do the next pod because I haven't even seen them yet. We're right. On this trip. They're at the house now. They were mailed. So.
And I'm going to get mine when I get home. Right now, I'm just running everything. In my
I'm seeing your phone screen. Oh, no, you're not. Wait, for free though. Okay, do tell.
So these shoes are waiting for me at home too. I've claimed them. Basically, I get a text from a friend who is a professional athlete. So he just gets sent a bunch of stuff. He's basically my sponsor. I get all my athletic things through him, and it's great.
Dang, I need to find one of those.
I know you gotta find a buddy sponsor. But basically, these new Balance shoes, which if you remember the pod way back when, that was the first pair of new running shoes I bought was New Balance, and I actually didn't like them. But these are their new, basically, Hoka Competition, Clifton 8 Competition, or Clifton 10, whatever they're on. Yeah, Clifton 9. And it is the, which I actually saw these come out, and I thought they looked cool, the Fresh Foam X 1080 V13. And those are
daddy chunky trainers, bro.
Those are daddy chunky trainers, but they're kind of sick. Now, the colorway I got is the all white, but how sick is that one? That's sick.
Those look old school. Like, I like that.
I don't know if you can zoom in.
I'll put the picture up on the screen.
All right, sick. So, yeah, they are $165 shoes.
Yeah.
So those are like nice shoes.
I think mine were in that same ballpark. I mean, all shoes are kind of right in that.
Right. The shoes that I would want right now that I'd go buy would be the Cloud Monster Ons that you have.
Those are good. Yeah, great.
They
all
look cool.
Everyday trainer.
Why is like looking cool just so
part
motivating?
Of it. Why is it part of it?
It's so motivating.
But then you go to like a running, like all those people running through Fort Worth two nights ago. Oh, nice. Those are so dad. Oh my gosh.
So yeah,
those are gonna feel good. But
those are gonna feel good.
The people running through Fort Worth, I was gonna say, they did look good. Everyone looked. It's part. They look cool. Some people.
I don't like the super bright colors are tough. They were all wearing like these like, not headlamps but like vests that light up.
Yeah, because they were probably gonna finish the run. It was sunset, so they.
That's true.
Just like a visibility vest. Speaking of,
you know, one thing that's kind of swaggy that I'm trying to do. Chain out, baby.
Niles has a gold cross chain.
So I have a gold cross chain as of a couple years ago.
It's nice. It's minimal.
It's nice. It's minimal.
You can pull it off.
And rocking the chain out of the shirt, having that kind of bouncing around, you feel faster because it's kind of like everyone who runs the 100 in track, you know, They all got bling on and they're flying. And you see the chains bouncing around. So when you feel your chain start to bounce a little bit, it's like, oh, I'm starting to pick it up a little bit.
That's sometimes I used to feel my mullet bounce a little bit.
Totally.
When I would go past. Uh-huh. you know that
feeling? If your mullet's bouncing and your chain's bouncing, like you're cooking, dude. You're flying. I don't care if it's a 9-minute pace.
If you just have something bouncing.
If something's bouncing and it's not your belly, you're flying. Or the food you just ate, just like your tummy.
It does help you get into a little rhythm. You're like, feel it.
No, it's just like feeling athletic. I think it's kind of like you fake it till you make it a little bit when you're building the base again. It's like I need to feel. If I can feel a little bit athletic, then I feel way better on the run. But I haven't been on a run yet. We've been running what? I've been running like 12 miles a week for 3 weeks. So it's like hardly even started. And I've felt bad on every run. There's not one run where I've been like, ooh, that felt good.
Today you felt bad?
Yeah, I just feel bad.
Dang.
I know. 30 minutes, 3 miles, 10:05 pace.
Yeah.
Feeling bad.
I mean, everyone.
Humble beginnings. It's not where you start, it's where you end up. That's what I've always been told too.
Give yourselves 2 months. Seriously. That's my
And then December. Right, so like if you were to run at the end of December, maybe like right after Christmas, because maybe you taper a little bit before you do the 100-mile week.
Ooh, actually, hold on. When we schedule this 100-mile week, like a dad strides effort, we definitely need to look at like, we can't do the holidays. Imagine being like, we scheduled it like I'm gone Christmas Eve.
Dude, low-key December's so close too.
We should just wait till the new year then. First week of the new year, kick it off.
First week of the new year, it'd be tight.
That'd be tight.
We're already changing the date. We'll let you know what we'd actually decide on.
Oh, you, yo, and then next year.
And we'd, probably not a lot of productions for us for work. For
yo, but next year we would be like, as a, like an overall mileage goal if we were trying to hit like 2,000 miles or something for the year.
Oh, you have
100? Oh, yeah. We'd be ahead of, we'd be up with pro marathoners.
That'd be cool.
Speaking of gear, though.
First on Strava just to start the year.
That's when you come back to Strava, make it a whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We're full of good ideas. Speaking of new...
when I finally come out to Strava is when I can just do my biggest running flex ever and make it so vain.
And it's exactly what we talked about not doing and why.
It's like, I don't even like Strava anymore. It's just because I'm slow.
Running
and
the minute miles.
I'm fit, it's like, I love Strava again. dang, I'm such a loser.
Think, yeah, if I can stack a handful of weeks, just consistent slow. Like, yeah. I think it will help. New gear, though, I want to give a shout out, and this does lead me. I think I want to start a new segment on the pod.
Really important
segment. A lot of podcasts have segments, and ours multiple segments for whatever they're doing. But I want to start one called the Ridge Report. I think it's a good name. I'm not necessarily sure. It's more like a shout out or something we want to talk about.
We'll also occasionally give you an update on our personal ridges or ridges that we just respect in general.
We could like measure them
like a ridge of the week, like whose ridges did you respect?
Ridge of the
week. Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, you saw a dad ripping it with a stroller, triple stroller or
that'd
something
be cool.
And the ridges were flaring.
That's yeah sick. But for this week's Ridge Report, we did get a DM back from our hookup through BPN, so we might be getting our sponsor back, y'all. Jordan Utter, shout out. I don't know what he's sending, but he did ask for our address, so
it's so sick when a brand is like, yo, is this address still the same?
I'm going to send you a box.
Or like, oh, is this your, what's your address? It's like, you know you're getting hooked up.
Yeah, I think we might be getting their, they did like a collab with CLE hats and BPN. Mm-hmm. That hat is super cool.
They've been crushing it. Like, they have like a ton of new gels coming out. Yep. Like, Nick moved to Nashville.
This isn't sponsored yet, okay.
Yeah, I think the well, it was never sponsored. They always had an affiliate link.
Or, yeah.
But then someone like abused it, so they got rid of the program.
Yeah,
there's some crazy thing. I don't know what nuts,
but that's my ridge report.
Yeah, my ridge report of the week is just on the ridges, like on my actual ridges,
because mm-hmm.
the calves are still flaring, but they just couldn't be weaker. Like
they look a little round.
Well, like I'd have to flex.
They're not as chiseled.
Well, I have to flex to make them chiseled.
I've seen them way more chiseled.
That's true. Actually, when I was running a lot, Sarah did say, she's like, your legs look even better. Which was very nice. Right.
Is she into legs? Apparently. Your legs, obviously?
I guess. I think she did like my legs, which is interesting because she likes when I wear shorts.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when your wife gives you a compliment, you just got to take it and run with it. Nothing to report. The ridges are being rebuilt. We had where the house we're staying at had a bunch of other guests. And I looked through the front door and this like 12-year-old girl was watching a show called The Quad Father.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm like, never heard of it, don't know what it is.
Is it a cartoon?
But I was like, that's kind of funny.
The Quad Father?
Yeah, because you're building the quads, getting the shovel out. I'm like, is Jim the Quad Father?
Yeah, he won UTMB, so he's the Quad Father now.
And he's going back to Western States. He already got his golden ticket.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying Man, to get there next year.
It feels to good watch. To be back, y'all.
It does. Oh, yeah. That's pretty much it. The other thing I was going to say with the,
so always
with the 20
so,
mile
such
week.
A bad end.
With the Every 20 time. Mile week, I also want to have a number for like push-ups. So I think what's a normal amount for like a low amount per day? So 20, let's say, but times 7. Yeah. So 140 push-ups. Let's say 200 push-ups a week. 20 miles and 200 push-ups a week. That's hold me accountable for that
you
for the next
to,
head.
You need to do more push-ups than that, dude. You at least got to do
it's
like
25
days.
A day. I'm starting low.
It's not that much.
It's really not.
It's like, I'm going to go run a quarter mile a day.
Really? That low?
Kind of.
Yeah, it's not. Okay.
Like,
what's 50 a day?
Like people can
50
do 25 a day. In a row.
Right. I think I can do that. Actually.
Probably, yeah.
So like, 50 a day, 50 times 7.
Like you want to get to like 100 a day. Matt, my neighbor, like when he when he does push-ups, he does 300 push-ups a day. And then he'll get like,
Matt's big.
Like I know he's pretty strong.
I run way more than he does. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I just want to have like a number. Okay, I'll just keep it the running for
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm
just
probably going to keep hitting swell. But wait, I don't want that because now I've just discouraged you from getting chiseled.
Yeah, dude, I'm not posting those on Strava.
Do 25 a day and it won't do anything and then you'll up it.
I won't do anything.
And after that, you'll be like,
so
shoot,
true.
I should have done 50 a day.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to keep going to Swole Patrol, but just for the cardio mornings. That yeah. Like, you like do, it's like more CrossFit-y type of stuff.
The HIIT stuff, I've always said I need to do more.
And there's a lot of, they do a lot of legs, which is good. So if 1 to 2 days a week, I'm hitting hard leg exercises. Yeah. So that's good.
I need to like lower back exercises for having three kids. It's like, you totally need like strength back there for every weird angle you pick them up at.
Dad strength's so real just because it's like, it's such weird angles. Your kids just grow. Like I was pushing the stroller and I was like, damn, dude, this is so much harder. And I was like, well, of course it is. I'm out of shape and the kids weigh 70 pounds.
Yeah.
Like collectively in the stroller.
I think you said that last week.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's still rattling me. So rattled by that.
Yeah. All right y'all. Well,
you have to go work.
Yeah. We got to work and, just get our runs in when we can. But thanks so much for listening this week. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you are not, just because we are posting here. And there's video. If you're listening to this episode, check out the YouTube channel or just enjoy it.
A big leg shot we got going
on. Or just enjoy it on your...
Let your ears enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
All right.
See y'all the next one. Stride on. Keep the stride alive.
Oh, yeah. Keep the stride alive. Bye.